You're listening to 91.3 WISO on WISO.org and NPR One. On Miami Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations between local people who went to the StoryCorps booth in Dayton in 2014. Today, we hear Chad Stiles interview his former teacher, William Mullins, about the Antioch School in Yellow Springs.
It was founded in 1921 by Arthur Morgan as an alternative school, and it continued to be an alternative school. And one of the things about it was you didn't have to give children grades on their work. You gave them praise and constructive criticism if you could, but you didn't have to hand out grades. We had conferences with parents rather than try to send something arbitrary.
You are such a good observer of your students. What do you learn from them? What have you learned from them?
If you look for the positive things in their behavior, then you can reward that. And I've learned a lot from children correcting me on things and say, I think that's wrong. And I'll say, I think you're right about that. You have to teach each child in a slightly different way. And in some ways you do, in some ways you don't. I just respond to kids differently in terms of where they're at.
Do you ever look at the way schools are now, you know, the national debate about education, you say?
The idea of cutting out PE and art and music in order to get the kids ready to take tests, standardized tests, it's just so bad. It's just so bad.
The unicycle, which is kind of the trademark of the school, and every student has a chance to learn it.
Yeah, and
was that your idea?
Yeah, I was in Fairborn, and I saw a bicycle shop that was going out of business. And I stopped, and they had a unicycle for sale. And I had no idea about it. I bought it for $15. During the summer, the son of my assistant teacher, Dave Jensen, saw another kid somewhere riding a unicycle. He came back to school in September, and he spent about 2 weeks trying to master it. Finally did. Once he did it, then other kids started to get it. The beauty of the unicycle is that the kid can learn to ride, and his parent can't tell him how to do it.
Why is that important?
Well, most of the time, parents are telling kids what to do and how to do it. The kid can say, look what I can do, you know, and they did. I think the greatest thing got in the unicycle was there was an older boy who would put another kid on his shoulders, get on the unicycle, and while he was riding, the boy on his shoulders would juggle three balls.
And you didn't train or do any? Yeah, I mean, this just came?
Jason Shea was the one. Oh, wow. No, I didn't. They did it on their own. I never learned to ride more than 1,000 yards, and that was it. But I used to go over on Sundays and try to practice. And after I fell and hit my head a couple of times, I decided it was not such a good idea.
Well, it's neat that you planted that seed. And now when I go to that school, I see, like you say, all ages jumping up on unicycles like it's a bike. And
that's right.
I wonder, is that unicycle a metaphor for something larger about how children learn?
The fact that here is something that the average person can't do, and that you can do it. And there are other things, perhaps, that you can tackle the same way you did the unicycle. So it has that advantage. And it really is, it sets them apart. They have different skills that go on. I mean, you start out just riding along the window and then get to ride the psychopath and then go to the big ones, and it's always a challenge.
I think we're out of time, but thank you so much, Bill, for talking with me. We could do another 40 minutes if we had it.
That was retired Antioch school teacher William Mullins being interviewed by his former student Chad Stiles. This Miami Valley StoryCorps interview and many others can be found at WISO.org. Today's interview was edited by Community Voices producer Steve McQueen.